I actually am going to talk about how to get more leads this morning. I got it muted out, so I can't hear you say yay when I say, who would like more leads? I know everybody would say, yes, 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 I do. I know I do. I'd like more. I'd like more that are making sales. More leads that are turning into sales. That's what I would like. So, to understand how to get more leads, I first need to explain how leads are generated and distributed by NAA. Then, I'm going to explain how we track your numbers and from that determine whether you deserve leads or not. So all of that is going to be said to help you understand how to get more leads. See, at the end of this, you're not going to have to be told, okay, here's how you get more leads. It's going to be obvious. But just to be clear, I'll make sure it's stated that way too. Okay, how leads are generated by and distributed by NAA. Here's the order of things. And I think it's important to know. I know when I was a personal producer, I wanted to know how leads were generated. Here's the order of things. First of all, a GMR is placed. A GMR stands for Geographical Mailing Request. Geographical Mailing Request is exactly what the name stands for. I am requesting a mailing in this geographical area. Those GMRs, those geographical mailing requests, the geography they're talking about is a county. So we have to say county and state to NAA. That's how they generate leads. That's how they distribute them. Well, the first thing NAA does, and this is assuming we're not mailing a county at all. In Texas, you don't have to worry about it. We're mailing every county. We're mailing every county in several states, but certainly Texas, certainly Oklahoma. But the first thing NAA does, if they're not mailing that county, is they look for data quickly, data they can get their hands on fast, so they can mail it and get leads back and put them in your hands. Once they mail, the first time they mail a set of data, it takes 4 to 6 weeks on average to see letters coming back. Now, realistically, they may see one, come back a week later. But you're really starting to really get a significant return. It takes 4 to 6 weeks after a mailing in order to get a return, a substantial return. Now, once NAA's got that flowing, and once it's proven that it's going to be an area that's going to be worth investing in, NAA starts looking for court researchers. You can go to prodatoresearch.com right now. It's NAA's mailhouse. You can go to prodatoresearch.com. If you know somebody in the county that you live that wants to do court research, they can apply right there and get a job after interviewing. But NAA is going to hire that court researcher, and they're going to mail based on the GMRs in place. See, they get NAA figures a 1% return on direct mail. Sometimes they get better, sometimes they get worse. They just figure on a 1%. That's a good number. So, if a GMR is placed for 10 leads a week in a county, NAA knows they need to mail 1,000 pieces every week. So they need their court researcher to get 1,000 pieces. If 100 leads, you see the math. If 100 leads are asked for, you see the math. It's 10 times, so that's 10,000. 10,000 pieces will be needed every week. Now, a lot of times people will come to us and say, hey, Fitz, I was driving out in the country the other day, and I came up on this county that, I mean, they're just building houses like crazy. People in Texas are famous for saying that to us, in areas that have no people. Well, in areas that have no people, when they put up 4 houses, it looks like they're building like crazy, right? Well, let's say they put up 100 houses last month, that's a booming area for a small area. Well, if we mailed all 100 people, we would get 1 lead back on average. You see what I'm saying? So we can't mail where there's just nobody there. Andy always told me to look at it like this. When you're looking at a map, and I have, if you've ever been in my personal office, I've got a big map of the United States. That's my world. That's what I'm taking over. And so Andy always said, look at that map. When you see a lot of interstates crisscrossing in an area, that's where we can get a whole bunch of leads. When you see blank spots, that's where we can't get any leads. Or very little. Make sense? Montana would be an example of not many lines crossing. The whole northeast would be an example of one big line crossing. It's just, I mean, there's no blank spaces up there. Leads come in. Once we mail them out, you guys have seen the leads. You've seen what we're mailing out. The people are responding saying they'd like to purchase. That's why we don't take the excuse when people say, I don't want it. We don't take that excuse because they sent the letter in saying they wanted to purchase it. See how that works? That's how easy it is to overcome that objection. I don't want it. Yeah, you sent the lead in. I don't buy that. It's like somebody jumping in the swimming pool saying they don't want to get wet. Sorry, it's already happened. Well, leads come in and are distributed based on order of GMRs placed and then power index. What that means is NAA distributes leads based on the GMRs in that area, based on the order they were placed. So let's say Fitz moved to Dallas 7 years ago, started up an insurance agency, and was one of the founding members of NAA. Well, I have the first GMR in the DFW area. So they distribute leads first that way. It makes sense, and it's fair. There are plenty of areas that don't have GMRs in. You could be the first. Then when they come in, you'll get first dibs. But they don't just rely on that, because there's a lot of areas, and Texas is probably the best example. I say the best because that's where I live, but there's two other major cities in Texas that I was not the first GMR in. Somebody else was. But now their numbers stink. Well, NAA doesn't just rely on people's GMRs and order they were placed. They also look at, okay, well, this guy had the first GMR in, but his numbers are terrible. This guy was the third GMR, but his numbers are spectacular. Well, they're going to give more leads to the guy whose numbers are spectacular. That's fair. Why is it fair? Because he's doing something with those leads. It's fair to the customers who've asked for insurance, and it's fair to NAA because they generated these leads. We're not a lead company. We're an insurance agency. They need to give the leads to people who are going to write production because that's how NAA stays in business is when people are writing production. That's how you stay in business, by writing production. We're all in this boat together. And then NAA is going to continue to increase the mailings based on agents in the area that are in place to handle the lead flow. There are areas like in the state of Washington, for example, where maybe they mail leads once a month. Why? Because if they were to turn on the mailing full blast, we'd be overwhelmed with leads. We'd have way more leads than we have agents. That's not a good problem. That's a bad problem. Whereas in Texas, they mail every county here as many times as they're mailing anywhere else. Why? Because we got a ton of agents in place. Between the Fitz Group Master Agency, the Simpson Group Master Agency, and the Wallace Master Agency, we got plenty of agents. Never mind, we're not the only ones in Texas. We're just the biggest. So they're mailing all they can here. Here's some hiccups in the process. That was a process I just told you. That's how they distribute leads. That's how NAA generates and distributes leads. Here's some hiccups. Number one, I just mentioned, but the manager with the GMR that placed the GMR in first, if that manager placed that GMR in first, has a terrible power index, that's a hiccup in the process. They're not going to continue to send leads down a black hole. They're not going to continue to send leads to somebody that's not showing any return. If you're investing in something that's continually lost you money for the last 5 years, you're stupid. Well, I'm not stupid, Fitz. I can't believe you call me stupid. You're a stupid investor. Let me qualify that. Continuing to, unless you're just trying to lose money for tax purposes, which that's also stupid. So, the second hiccup would be if a manager has a history of dropping GMRs. What do I mean by that? Well, a manager puts in GMRs. Let's say I want 1,000 leads a week in Dallas, Texas. Dallas County, Texas. I want 1,000 leads a week. So I submit that GMR. And then NAA gets court researchers. They hire court researchers, which is an expense to go through. They get them trained and up and running, and they get data coming in. And then they got data coming in, so they're mailing it, and the mailing is going out. They mail, because I want 1,000 leads a week, so they know they got to mail a bunch. They're mailing like 20 times a week, each piece of data. They're just mailing it over and over and over and over and over. And they do that for 4 to 6 weeks to really start seeing a substantial return. And then 8 weeks into it, I say, you know what? I'm not going to really run Dallas County. I'm just going to drop that GMR. Well, the lead agreement that you sign says that if you're getting leads and you drop a GMR, you drop your request for leads in an area, NAA and your manager reserve the right to continue giving those leads to you for 4 weeks. The only reason I think they would is if they had nobody else there. I mean, if I drop my GMR in Dallas, and I hear a lot of people going, no! But if I drop my GMR in Dallas, they would not make me keep taking them for the next 4 weeks. There are plenty of people here that want them. Plenty of people around the country that want them. They see y'all's success, and they go, surely it's because they're in Dallas, Texas. I'm going to recruit there. Even when there's no leads here, people are recruiting. It's the dumbest thing. But it is what it is. So if a manager has a history of dropping GMRs, NAA doesn't take the GMR seriously, the next one they place. For example, if I have a history of placing GMRs and dropping them 8 weeks later, and then I recruit 100 people in Seattle, all of a sudden Dan Gillingham comes to me and says, hey, I got 100 people that are ready to roll. And I turn around to NAA and I go, man, I need 1,000 leads in King County, Washington right now. NAA is going to go, yeah, right, just like you needed them last month in another county and the month before that in another county. No. We're not going to mail yet. But look, I got 100 contracts. Sure, you've said that before. Burn me once, shame on you. Burn me twice, shame on me. Remember that phrase? Remember the story when you were a kid about the little boy that cries wolf? Well, eventually the wolf showed up. You know, if you don't know the story, let me just remind you of that story. This little shepherd boy was bored tending the sheep, and so he cried, wolf, 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 and everybody from the village comes running to help him. He's like, I was just kidding. I was sort of bored. Just want to see you react. He did it 2 or 3 times. And then the fourth time, there actually was a wolf, and he cried, wolf, 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 because he was terrified. He didn't know what to do. And the villagers didn't come, and the wolf ate all his sheep. Don't cry wolf. We use that phrase nowadays, don't cry wolf. We never really remember that story. Well, don't cry wolf. Don't submit GMRs and back off on them. If you say you're going to take leads in an area, you need to stand up and take them. I'm talking specifically to managers right now, not necessarily just personal producers, but managers. The Fitz Group, which includes a lot of people, 3 master agencies, 7 agencies, we have a great reputation at NAA for not dropping GMRs. We have a great reputation. And we've spent a lot of money to maintain that reputation. Don't worry about us. We're making money. But we spent a lot in order to maintain that reputation. We do not want the reputation as somebody who gets an area started and lead flow and then doesn't recruit toward it and doesn't build toward it and just lets those leads fall through the cracks and quits. We don't have that reputation. You guys are lucky, blessed, that you're on a team that doesn't have that reputation, because there are a lot of people that have that reputation with NAA. So, now you understand, or at least have been told, how leads are generated and distributed by NAA. So let me move into this, tracking numbers and distributing leads. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was telling them that how they'd gotten, 30 or so leads and no sales. They were asking for more leads. And I made a comment. I said, look, you've gotten, I don't know what the number was. Let's call it 32 just for a good number. Look, you've gotten 32 leads and not turned in one sale. I'm talking 32 A leads and not gotten one sale. These are people that just responded saying they want to purchase insurance. And you've not made one sale off of that. you've not made one sale at all. Never mind off the lead. You hadn't sold your neighbor. You hadn't sold yourself. You hadn't sold anybody yet. And the person came to said back to me, and this is funny. My mama always said to me, if you're going to argue, make sure you got your facts straight. That person came back to me and said, I have not gotten 32 leads. I said, well, there's your problem. You're playing a ball game and you don't know the score. See, if you're in sales, what I've noticed about most salesmen, I know this about salesmen because I are one. What I know about salespeople is we don't like paperwork, we don't like details, and we don't know our numbers. I'm talking the average salesperson, which we said before, don't want to be average, right? Average salesperson is not making any money. Top salespeople are the top income earners in the world. But the average ones are the brokest people in the world. Why? They don't know the score. You know how hard it is to play a basketball game and not know the score? Okay, let's play to 30, but I'm not going to keep score. What? Or I'm going to go play a game of 21. How do you even get to 21 if you're not keeping score? Aha! See how ludicrous it sounds? See how ridiculous that just sounds? Play to 21 and not add up the points. That's just silly. You're being silly, Fitz. No, I'm not. Because a lot of you guys are getting leads. And you don't have any idea how many you've gotten. You don't have any idea how many sales you made. You don't have any idea if you're being profitable for yourself or for your manager. See, I always wanted to be a blessing to NAA. I never wanted to be a curse. I always, at the end of the day, no matter what happened, I wanted them to be able to say about Fitz, that dude made us some money. Because I know if I'm making them money, I'm making money. That was always my mindset. 40 years from now, 50 years from now, boy, 70 years from now, let's call it. I want people to be able to say of me, that guy was accountable for his actions, and he made some people some money. So you got to track your numbers. Because here's the thing. We distribute leads to agents that are profitable with those leads. Profitable to themselves and profitable to the company. We have to. This is a business. It is not a hobby for me. For some folks, it's a hobby. For some folks, they're out in the hallway and I can hear their cell phone. It's odd when you hear yourself talking out in the hallway, you can hear your voice talking too. It was just weird. It's not a hobby, it's a business. And in business, you don't keep putting money in places that are losing you money. That's how businesses go out of business. I was reading an article the other day that's talking about, you know, how to see if stocks are going to do well or not. Observe if the CEO of that company actually has a yacht or not. It's a true statistic. Companies with CEOs that have yachts, not planes, because planes that can actually speed up stuff, can actually speed up processes. Yachts have no intrinsic value. So CEOs that have yachts, their company's stock is tanking. Kind of an odd phenomenon. It's most likely to fail. Anyway, I digress. Here's how we track leads and track your numbers. Here's some formulas I'm going to give you that you need to write down. And if you've been with me a while and you know these numbers inside and out, still write them down because you probably need to be refreshed too. I like to be refreshed. Who doesn't like to be refreshed? Just sounds like a good word. PPL, premium per lead, is what that stands for. Premium per lead. Now, we run our numbers based on averages. So since they're based on averages, here's how we track them. When you submit premium, let's say you submit $3,000 of annualized premium. We track that. We write that down. We say, okay, there were three applications that were $1,000 apiece. That's $3,000 of annualized premium. And then we divide that by the number of leads we gave you. For example, I gave you this week, and I know, guys, I understand, I'm going to try to make a video of this and send it out so you can actually see what I'm talking about, because I know you understand more that you see rather than hear. But if you can just write this down, I understand that the production you turn in today wasn't off the leads I gave you today, unless you have, you know, some sort of supernatural powers. It's impossible. That's why we keep an average. So I gave you leads last week. You didn't turn in any production. You turned in production this week. I gave you more leads. And now we're on the rolling average. I can tell from that what your PPL is. So in that example that I gave, $3,000 annual premium. Maybe this week I gave you 10 leads. You divide 3,000 by 10. And that's how you get premium per lead. $3,000. In this example, $3,000 divided by 10 is 300. Ooh, that's about to be some bad math. 300. So in this example, your PPL is 300. We expect agents to maintain PPLs no less than 250. So 300 is good. 300 is acceptable. Let me say it that way. Not necessarily good. It's acceptable. Close ratio is the next term. Close ratio. NAA calls it care ratio, which they say, and I agree, I mean, it makes sense. They say it just shows how much you care about how many people of these leads are actually getting covered, a care ratio. I like to call it close ratio because I'm in sales. If you're not closing, you ain't eating. I like to eat. Close ratio is the number of apps you turned in this week. The number of applications you turned in this week divided by the number of leads you got this week. So the first was PPL. That was your annual premium for this week divided by the number of leads. And then you got close ratio, which is number of applications divided by number of leads. You multiply those two formulas together. You multiply PPL times close ratio, and you get your power index. So the close, let's just continue the example of PPL was 3,000. In this example, was 3,000 divided by 10 leads, which is 300. Close ratio for this example, those were three applications on average that you turned in for $3,000 divided by 10 leads. So that's a 30% close ratio. That means out of 10 leads, 10 families, you squeezed out three sales. When you think about it in those terms, 10 families, three sales, and especially how good our leads are, it's sort of bad, but acceptable. Now you multiply that 300 times 30%, and you get the score of 90. Now, power index, a general rule of thumb is if it was a good score in grade school, it's a good score here. The higher your score, the better it is. It's not like golf. This actually is a higher score, the better you are doing. Now, a lot of people are on free lead program. That's ironic. I just got an email from our new agent mentor, Vern Geyer, who, by the way, if you're not taking advantage of him, he's one of the top 20 producers in the country and knows what the heck he's doing. But he says production is just a part of getting additional leads. Plugging into the system is also a key part. And you guys on this call, this may not be applicable to you, but because you're on the call. But he said Mel is getting calls right now as we speak from agents complaining about not getting leads when they should be listening to me on the call, when they should be listening to me on the call. They're calling, complaining about not getting leads. They're not getting leads because they're not on the call. Well, that's not fair. You didn't say we had to attend the call to get leads. No, I said you had to produce. And if you're not producing, you absolutely have to be on the call. What we're finding is, even after people are producing, they're still tuning into these calls. Why? Because they can get better. They can improve. If you're on a free lead program with me, if you're on a 55% contract and free leads, and your power index is less than 30, if your power index is less than, I don't know what my power index is, Fitz, email me. I'll tell you what your power index is. And then you can start tracking it. But if you are getting free leads and are on a 55% contract from me and your power index is less than 30, I am actually losing money by giving leads to you. All I have to do is just give you leads and pay for them, and I've now lost money. Just the act of giving you a lead at that point costs me if your power index is less than 30. So if your power index is less than 30 and you don't get leads this week, does that make sense? It makes sense, doesn't it? You didn't turn any production in? I can't give you leads. Your numbers are terrible? I can't give you leads. Every time I give you leads, it costs me money? I can't give you any more leads. I can if your numbers get better. How do my numbers get better? Work the leads you've gotten. Yeah, but this person said this, and this person said this, and Fitz, you don't know my area. I've got this, and this, and that, and oh. Listen, you want to make excuses, or do you want to make money? Because I'm about sick and tired of hearing some people's excuses. Oh, Fitz is getting tough now. Yeah, I am. You want to make excuses or make money? It's a choice, because people who make excuses don't make money. And people who make money don't make excuses. We've got easily 15 years of insurance sales experience between New Agent Mentors and myself here. 15 years of experience. Making six figures. Personally producing. Producing 10,000 plus in a weekend. All over the country. Every major city. Even the minor cities. Rural areas. Northeast. Well, I live in Texas. I can't sell in Northeast. Tell Vern that. He's been going to Boston making sales. I live in the Northeast. I can't make sales in Texas. Probably not. Just kidding. Sure you can. You'll make excuses or make money. It is a very simple choice. Well, okay, I'm not going to make any excuses, Fitz. I just haven't made any sales. What do I do? You need to tie in to every stinking one of the conference calls we do. You need to get your hands on every stinking MP3 that Fitz Group has put together and every single MP3 that NAA has put together. You need to have a routine where you're talking to one of our new agent mentors at a scheduled time at least once a week, role-playing your call. I got a guy, I hope he's on the call. He's going to know exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about his scenario, but I'm not going to say his name. I like this guy a bunch. He and I see eye to eye on a lot of things. Building a team, bringing people to opportunity meetings, but not making sales personally. That guy needs to be all up in a new agent mentor's face, trying to find out what they're missing. If a client is continually putting you off, or you're continually getting clients saying, I want to get this next month, you have no urgency in your sale. You need to figure out how to get that. I don't know how to get it, Fitz. I'm telling you how to get it. I just told you. I just told you how to produce more. Tie into the system, which are all the conference calls. Between us and NAA, we have 5 conference calls a week. I don't have time for all those, Fitz. Well, then do you have time to work a 60-hour job at McDonald's? Because that's where you're heading. Gosh, Fitz is tough this morning. No. I'm fired up. Because I see people screwing their lives up and they're blaming other people. Take some stinking responsibility. You don't have time to get on conference calls and you've got to find time to get paid minimum wage because that's what you're going to get paid. If you want to earn more than minimum wage, you got to do things that minimum wage people aren't doing. You got to put yourself in a position to get the information and change something about you so that you're not in that place anymore. people love about America, black, white, male, female, it does not matter. You want it, you go get it. And if you don't get it, it's your fault. It has nothing to do with it. Well, we all have stuff we have to overcome. We all have injustices against us in life. Some of us were born poor. Some of us didn't have parents. Some of us are minorities. Some of us are women instead of men. Some of us are men instead of women. All of us have injustices against us. You go get it. Go get what's yours. And if you're not getting it, you need to get in the system. There are too many people succeeding with NAA for you to maintain your average life. You understand it's no coincidence that you found NAA? I don't believe in coincidence. It's no coincidence. Somewhere along the way, somebody smiled on you and said, this person deserves a better life. And so you were born into the circumstances that you were born into. Now you got a chance to change your life. Are you taking advantage of that? Or are you, while this call's going on, are you calling our office complaining about not getting leads this week? Because I got to tell you, it's not helping your cause. I don't even know who was doing it. But I'm just telling you, if you're calling our office complaining about not getting leads for the week, during a conference call that we're doing, talking about how to get more leads, that just sounds stupid, doesn't it? I just ask you to look at that objectively. Doesn't that sound dumb? I love seeing who calls my cell phone during conference calls. Because I'm like, what in the heck are they calling my cell phone for? I got emails coming in. Vern says this. Now, one day we're going to have Vern on here again as a guest. But Vern says on here to swallow, and he puts a bunch of marks in there. Swallow your pride, too. See, Vern had to do that. Vern's a great story. He's got a very similar story to Michelle Wallace, and I think more people are familiar with the Michelle Wallace story, but Michelle Wallace and Vern, both very frustrated about the production they were doing. When they first came on, very frustrated with the personal production they were doing. But they didn't let their pride get in the way. Instead, they sought out how to fix it. And before you knew it, they were both doing $10,000 a weekend. And they're both making six figures. I don't know, Paul, if you want me to repeat that to your entire team. Oh, geez. I know this person's not on the call, so I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. I was seeing an email that was responding to Mel about why we weren't getting leads, and we've given this person 37 leads. Now the person's saying those leads weren't in their area. Even though that's the area they told us they wanted leads in, now they're saying it. 37 leads into the deal, now they're saying, oh, by the way, this isn't the area I requested. What? Why didn't you say something? You think these leads don't cost anything? I just told you how they're generated. These leads are expensive. And we're not a lead company. We're an insurance agency. That's how we make our money, by making sales. And hey, guys, if you're not going to run the leads, tell us of somebody that will. Or tell us that you won't so we can give them to somebody who will. I got to go through with Mel. Usually this is Heather and Mel. Heather's out because she's having a baby next Wednesday. She's at home. Unless you see her at Chick-fil-A. Then she's eating a Chick-fil-A. But I got to sit with Mel yesterday and go through the leads that we got in DFW this weekend and who to give them to. So if you're in DFW and you didn't get the lead flow you wanted this week, call me and ask me why you didn't get them. I bet I don't get one call. Because I went purely on numbers. Purely on numbers. Somebody like Cameron Kimmel, who's power index for the year, on a personal production side, never mind her team, who is exceeding the $90,000 mark this week, never mind her team. Personally, she's over 250 power index. and somebody else who had a 6 power index. Now, you tell me who I should give leads to. If you were running a business, would you, and I just explained all the formulas, but if I were running a business, would you, if you were running my business, if you were running any business, would you give leads to the person that's actually got a 250 power index or a 6? Based on the scores you knew from grade school, which was a better grade, 250 or a 6? I don't know how your parents reacted. I was raised by a single mother that was a perfectionist. If I came home with a 6, if I had ever come home with a 6, you guys would not know me today. I'm just saying, she'd have beat the fool out of me. And Paul Roberts said, please do, so I'll read it. Paul Roberts says in his email, his entire team on the free lead program better be on this call today or no leads for them. No soup for you. Thank you, Paul. I said it. You told me to. I did it. Now, I like, there's a phrase I've always liked. It said, let the big dogs eat. The big dogs are going to eat. Who are the big dogs here? They're people who are profitable with the leads we're giving them. Guys, let me make this abundantly clear. We Heather gave out numbers earlier, talked about numbers, and people are doing 20,000 in a weekend. Okay? Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. You don't have to be that guy. If that guy did $20,000 but has a 4 power index, I'm not giving him leads. You follow what I'm saying? If somebody writes $20,000 in a weekend, that production is not as important to me as being profitable. I don't want to run huge numbers and sacrifice making money. I don't want to be a broke millionaire. That makes sense. I don't want you to be a broke millionaire. It doesn't make any sense. So if somebody's running $20,000 a weekend and their power index is 4, guess what? They've got more leads to work that they've already got. I don't have to give them any more. They have not worked the leads they've already gotten sufficiently. They have plenty to work. If somebody wrote $2,000 last month but their power index was 1,000, guess what? I'm going to offer them more leads. They may not want them because it sounds like that person may be part-time, but I'll offer them. It was fun going through lead distribution yesterday with Mel. It reminded me of the days when I did it on my own. It was very simple. I'm getting emails like crazy now. Boy, I've hit a nerve, I guess. Andy Craig, I'll get you that power index, but I'll just tell you, it used to be terrible, and now it's good. You know that. You know that you were getting leads and not turning in production, and now you're getting leads and you're writing tremendous production. I'll send you your power index. It is doing very well. So I'll and keep in mind, we don't just look at you for the whole year. We give you the benefit of the doubt. If you had a fantastic July, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you just made a turnaround. Maybe you've changed something. I'm willing to invest in somebody that's showing some success. What have you done for me lately is a song we like to sing around here. Because if you were a great producer, but now you're terrible, why would I give you leads? If you've been terrible for 6, 8 weeks, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt for a while, but eventually we have to quit giving you the benefit of the doubt, or we're going to go broke giving you the benefit of the doubt. Oh, man. Paul, Big Mac's on the call. He wanted to let you know. I'm getting emails like crazy. I hope that means it's a good call. Here's 2 takeaways from this call. Action items. Not really action items. They're takeaways. People are going to walk away from this call and have 1 or 2 different reactions. People are going to go away from this call and have 1 or 2 different reactions. Write these down. Because people don't like the phrase loser. People don't like that word. We live in a society where everybody's a winner. We're all winners. We all have value. We're not all winners. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying people have no value. And people hate the word loser. I hate the word loser. I don't want to be called a loser anymore than anybody else does. So what do I do to keep from being that? I win. focus on winning rather than focus on losing. It's a choice. It's a decision. You get to make it every day. Every day is brand new. You get to start all over every day. Yes, you still have to live with the consequences of the past, but you do get to start this day brand new. And starting this day, you could change your life. If you've never done it before, you can do it today. If you don't do it today, you can do it tomorrow. But why do it tomorrow if you can do it today? Right? You follow me? See what I'm saying? Okay. In life, there are winners and losers. We're about to have our first child in a week. And you can rest assured I'm not going to be a touchy-feely, you're okay, I'm okay kind of parent. If he wins, awesome. If he loses, did he do his best? But whether he did his best or not, if he loses a game, by very definition, he is a loser of that game. One who loses. I was explaining this to somebody the other day, because they didn't like the term loser. They didn't like how that was being just tossed around on an NAA call recently. I said, hey, we're not calling you a loser just because you lost. Loser is one who loses. Specifically, one who lost. There was a loser of the Super Bowl, there was a winner of the Super Bowl. A great example is this. We fought the Vietnam War. United States lost the Vietnam War. Is the United States a bunch of losers now because we lost that? No. It doesn't apply to our whole life. It applies to that scenario. Okay? And by the way, if you think the U.S. is a bunch of losers, get the heck out. Bunch of losers are tired of paying for you. So you can walk away from this call, and you can have one or two different reactions. One is what I call the loser reaction. Be offended by that word if you like, but be positively offended. You know what? If it's okay with you, it's okay with me. You can hate me if you like. I don't think many people do, but you can if you want. If it motivates you to succeed, I'm okay with you hating me. Show me how it's done. You go make it happen, and when you get up on stage, if you hated me and you get up on stage, you can say, you know what? I just did the opposite of everything Fitz told me to do, and that's why I'm up here today. That's fine with me if you want to try that. Hate me all you want, but be positively motivated by what I say. The loser reaction is this. Well, I came on board for leads. I deserve leads. Or maybe the person that got 37 leads in an area that wasn't your area. Well, it's not my area. I'm not willing to go drive to go see some families that have asked for the protection and deserve my professional courtesy of going to see them. I'm not going to go. You could be that person. In which case, my bet is you're not going to be successful in any sales position. Go find another job. Or you're going to be this person, the winner. And you can have, understand, you could have been a loser in your entire life. I mean, everything you've ever done in life, you've lost. By all accounts, you can look at your own life and say, I am a continual loser. I just keep losing. But you can be that person, but have a winner's attitude. And what I know about that is, eventually, your the physical is a manifestation of the supernatural, if you will. I mean, what the attitude that you have will eventually become who you are. That's why I say fake it till you make it. I believe in that. The winner attitude is here. And I'm getting emails like crazy. My email box is blowing up. Holy smokes. I'm getting emails like crazy. And let me just quote Don Sword. A lot of people may not know Don Sword, so let me quote Mark Cowart. A lot of people may not know Mark Cowart, so let me quote Vern Geyer. People may not know Vern Geyer, so let me quote Paul Roberts. Any of these guys that are emailing me right now, let me quote them. Here's the winning question. You can walk away from here and have the loser mentality or the winner mentality. You can walk away with one of those two things. Here's the winner's statement. Where are those 37 leads located? Those 37 leads that you talked about weren't in that agent's area. Where are they located? They're in Georgia. There's your answer. That was a Texas agent asking about leads in Georgia, and I guarantee you any of those Texas agents that emailed would fly there. Why? I don't know. Atlanta's like one of the biggest airports in the world. Probably pretty easy to fly in and out of. I'm getting that question over and over and over again. If that agent doesn't want the 37 leads that are, quote, not in his area, I'll be happy to take them. Guys, good grief, jump on it. Here's my parting message, and I know we're over time. And I apologize because I always try to be respectful of your time. Because you need to go out there and make some sales, or really in an hour you got another NAA conference call. Got to eat some lunch before then. Make some calls, book some appointments, whatever. Here's what I'm going to leave you with. If you're not seeing the success that you think you deserve, if you're not seeing the success that you want desperately, and I'm talking about if you're building a team or if you're personal producing, it doesn't matter. If you're not seeing that success level that you want so badly, you need to let somebody know. Who do I let know, Fitz? You know, if you're building a team and you're struggling with that, let me know. If you're struggling with personal production, you talk to a new agent mentor or your manager. Which, if I'm your manager, talk to the new agent mentor, Vern and Jason Bruno. I pay those guys to help you out. I work with people building teams. Make somebody aware of your situation. We may not know what's going on in your head. It's entirely possible. You let us know. We'll fix it. We'll help you make money and help you get more leads in your hands so that you can go make more sales, make more money, and get more leads. This is a great cycle. It can either be a very good cycle or a very bad cycle. It's your choice. If you're on a bad cycle right now, you need to make some changes. And if you need to make some changes, you need to have somebody that's professional in this industry walk you through those changes. That's why I say let somebody know. That's why I say get with your new agent mentor or your manager. And that's why I say change what you're doing. Because if you're not making $1,500, $1,800, $2,000 a week in this deal, there's something that needs to change in what you're doing. Now. Today finishes the third week of August. We got two more weeks. There is still plenty of time for you to have a record-breaking month for yourself. We're all gearing up. Holy cow, everybody's listening. We're all gearing up for an impressive September when we will be recognized for being a number one master agency in the country, having surpassed Art Leisure. You know why? Do you know why? Because we're professionals. We want to go make money, and we want to show other people how to do it, and we want to get people's families covered, and we want to make sure people don't lose their homes if they die. We want to show people how to make good part-time income. We want to do that. That's why we'll pass. Because we care. Because we flat care, and you guys care. And it's an honor to be able to talk to you every week. Guys, go make it happen. It's the end of the call. It's up to you. What are you going to do with the information you've been given? Talk to you later. Bye.